A year of political turmoil for President Emmanuel Macron, violent protests on Paris's Champs-Élysées Avenue, and France's incredible win at the 2018 World Cup. This and more in RFI's roundup of politics and society in France this year. 15th of July, 2018. France beat Croatia 4-2 to win the FIFA World Cup in Moscow.
C'est fini! L'équipe de France est championne du monde!
That was a French commentator's live reaction after the final whistle. France became the champion du monde, champions of the world, for the second time in World Cup history. Media has called the match one of the most exciting World Cup finals of the modern era. The second half saw two strikes in 6 minutes from Paul Pogba and Kylian Mbappe. France's victory brought a much-needed wave of joy and frenzy. Celebrations lasted till the wee hours in the morning and the day after as well. Just after France's victory in the World Cup in Russia, RFI spoke to fans outside the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow.
I'm happy, very happy. That's so amazing. I'm so happy. Really. That's so amazing. We are here. We are in Russia, and we win the World Cup.
C'est trop d'émotion. Là, c'est trop d'émotion.
Too much emotion. There's too much emotion. I just can't. I have no voice left. I've screamed so much. It's a great anniversary, 20 years later. There's no words to explain how we feel. We're so happy, so happy.
French football stars like Kylian Mbappe, Antoine Griezmann, Olivier Giroud, N'Golo Kanté and Paul Pogba became national heroes, along with the team's coach Didier Deschamps. This was Deschamps' second World Cup victory. 20 years ago, in 1998, he was captain when France won the World Cup for the first time. This is RFI's roundup of events in France in 2018. In July, a scandal marked the beginning of a long period of political turmoil in France. It all started with media leaks about a certain Alexandre Benalla. Benalla, a hitherto unknown figure, was a former security aide to French President Emmanuel Macron. A video emerged in the media showing Benalla, dressed as a police officer, manhandling protesters during a May Day rally. They don't want us to film.
Regardez bien sa tête. Regardez bien sa tête, il l'a tabassé par terre.
The guy's on the ground and he's beating him up.
Regardez bien, il l'a tabassé par terre.
In the beginning, Macron's government was defensive. But under public and media pressure, Benalla was dismissed from the Élysée Palace. Benalla was quick to respond to the allegations. He claimed to be a political victim and justified his actions legally.
Moi, je considère pas avoir commis d'actes répréhensibles par la loi.
I do not think I broke the law. I was in a situation with vandals in front of me, not nice and peaceful protesters like they are made out to be. These were folks who were aggressive to the police. I reacted like a citizen. I tried to help and arrest people whom I consider offenders.
Des gens qui sont, pour moi, des délinquants.
More embarrassing facts about Benalla were revealed in the following days. It appeared that he had been granted privileges that were well above his position. As the affair took on more and more explosive proportions, President Macron came under intense pressure and took responsibility for the whole incident.
If they're looking to blame someone, tell them each day that he's right in front of you. The only one to blame for this scandal is me and me alone.
C'est moi, et moi seul.
However, Emmanuel Macron's troubles were not over. They were just starting. A month later, in August, Environment Minister Nicolas Hulot, probably the most popular minister of Macron's government, resigned on national radio.
Je ne veux plus mentir.
I don't want to lie to myself anymore. I don't want to give the impression that my presence in this government means that we're adequately tackling these challenges. Therefore, I've made the decision to leave the government.
Hulot's shoes were filled by François de Rugy, former president of the National Assembly. A couple of months later, another blow for President Emmanuel Macron. The resignation of yet another key government figure, Interior Minister Gérard Colomb.
I leave this ministry with regret. I have very much enjoyed working with everyone here,
A period of uncertainty was followed by a cabinet reshuffle in which former socialist MP Christophe Castaner was appointed as interior minister. But the climax of Macron's political turmoil was the Yellow Vest movement at the end of the year. The movement initially started out as a protest in November against a new fuel tax implemented by President Macron. Demonstrations started on November 17th, with protests every Saturday ever since. The movement spread across other domains. Protests soon turned violent. There were unimaginable scenes in Paris: armored cars, tear gas, vandalism, and looting. France 24 Television reported the protests in early December.
A Parisian symbol transformed into a site of protest. As night fell, police were still struggling to restore calm to the French capital, evacuating yellow vest protesters from flashpoints around the city, from the historic Stock Exchange to the Tuileries Gardens. It all began at the Arc de Triomphe Saturday morning. The situation got out of hand as protesters tried to force their way through a police checkpoint. Authorities began making arrests and firing tear gas.
They must not see us as rioters because we were provoked. The French people are suffering and Mr. Macron scorns us. He looks at us with his arrogance.
By midday, protesters had taken over the Arc de Triomphe, tagging it with the message, "The yellow vests will triumph." Rioters mixed in with the yellow vests built barricades in the streets, breaking store windows, setting fire to buildings, and burning dozens of cars.
President Macron, who initially suspended the fuel tax, was forced to intervene personally. Further measures were announced, like a raise in minimum salary and tax cuts for the retired. The measures seemed to satisfy a part of the Yellow Vest movement. As a consequence, the movement slowed down towards the end of the year. The hundreds and thousands of people on the streets were reduced to a few thousands. But even though there were fewer people, the movement carried on through the festive season. Scenes of vandalism and tear gas on Paris's Champs-Élysées Avenue were not about to end soon. This is RFI's roundup of events in France in 2018. November 11th this year marked 100 years since the First World War ended. President Emmanuel Macron welcomed some 80 world leaders in Paris for the commemoration. US President Donald Trump, Russia's Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Turkey's Recep Erdogan were among the leaders present at a high-profile ceremony at Paris's Arc de Triomphe.
France, respectfully and solemnly, pays tribute to those from other countries who died for France.
That was President Emmanuel Macron speaking to world leaders at the centenary celebrations of the First World War Armistice in November. This is RFI's roundup of events in France in 2018. This year, sadly, France was no stranger to terrorist attacks. In late March, a jihadist gunman in the French cities of Carcassonne and Trèbes killed 5 people and injured 15. One of those killed was Lieutenant General Arnaud Beltrame, who had offered himself as a hostage. Another attack happened in December, where 5 people were shot dead and 11 injured near the Christmas market in Strasbourg. After a 2-day manhunt, police shot the attacker dead. A 29-year-old multiple offender in France and Germany, the gunman had become a radical Islamist in jail. Listen to this homage in Strasbourg for the victims of the attack.
The cure for radicalization is education, culture, knowing more, keeping an open mind on the world around us. Long live love, long live liberty.
Our thoughts are with the victims' families. Our condolences also go out to the families in the French department of Aude. At least 13 people died in October in flash floods in southern France near the Spanish border. This was one of the worst natural disasters in France in the last decade. This is RFI's roundup of events in France in 2018. A prison break worthy of a Hollywood production. France's most famous prisoner, Redouane Faïd, made a spectacular prison escape in July from the Réau prison near Paris. Three heavily armed men hijacked a helicopter and took a flight instructor hostage. Redouane Faïd was in the prison's visiting area when the hijacked helicopter landed on the prison grounds and whisked him away. Faïd was serving a 25-year prison sentence for a failed robbery attempt that cost the life of police officer Aurélie Fouquet. This was not Redouane Faïd's first prison escape. In 2013, he escaped from another prison by blowing up five doors with explosives. Known as the Jailbreak King, Redouane Faïd's summer prison escape was, however, short-lived. He was captured in autumn, disguised as a Muslim woman wearing a burqa. We end our roundup of events in France in 2018 by remembering French personalities who passed away. Simone Weil, a Holocaust survivor and French politician, was buried at the Panthéon Mausoleum in Paris in July. Simone Weil died in 2017 at the age of 89. Her biggest political achievement was to have pushed through a law legalizing abortion in France in the 1970s. Her remains lie in the Panthéon Mausoleum, next to historical French figures like Voltaire, Victor Hugo, and Marie Curie. That was Johnny Hallyday, France's best-known rock star, with his song Allumez le feu, light up the fire. Hallyday died in December at the age of 74 after a battle with lung cancer. With a career spanning nearly six decades, he sold more than 100 million albums and headlined 50 major tours. Charles Aznavour, often hailed as France's Frank Sinatra, died in October at the age of 94. Aznavour, of Armenian origin, sold more than 180 million records in 80 countries. He was one of France's most enduring singers and a household legend in Armenia. Aznavour was given a state funeral attended by French President Emmanuel Macron and Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. We leave you with Je m'y voyais déjà, I could already see myself, a song about Aznavour as a young artist settling down in Paris.
À 18 ans, j'ai quitté ma province, bien décidé à empoigner la vie. Le cœur léger et le bagage mince, j'étais certain de conquérir Paris.